We're speaking today with T.G. Hornisher of Centric Dental Lab in Bullard, Texas, about their experience with DVA's new exciting product, Acromarvel. Hi, T.G., how's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. What was your biggest interest in trying a new polish for acrylic or specifically Acromarvel?
Well, I'm always looking for new and better ways to increase the quality of the product, number one, but also increase productivity. That initially sparked my interest. That's why I decided to get a sample.
Well, now that you've had some experience with it, how's it best helped your lab or your procedures?
The benefits are numerous, and we could probably go on for hours, but I'll try not to. Pumicing is a process we've used, a wet pumice or wet polishing technology we've used for forever. But it's kind of archaic, so there's got to be better ways. That's my train of thought. So when I heard this product could virtually eliminate the wet pumice or wet polishing type technique, I was very, very interested. And when I got my sample, right off the bat, I noticed this product does everything it says it will do. So in practice, you could actually polish to a high shine your acrylic, your dental prosthesis, right at your workstation, instead of having to get up, go to a wet station, pumice. It's very dirty, as everybody knows that ever has had to polish a denture. It eliminates all that, and you get a great high shine. I mean, I was explaining to some of my fellows, you know, whether you have scratches in it or not, which most of the times you will, bar mark, it actually will polish that out and put a high shine on your piece of work. Another benefit is we all have repairs or things that we have to turn around quickly. So you can do your repair at your bench. You can use the Acromarvel, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
I had one large lab who said he had many more finishers, but only two polishing stations, and he would find that he'd have people lining up at the pumice and high shine station to finish their work, you know, that they could no longer do at their bench, and he found this to be a big advantage for him.
Yeah, totally. It totally eliminates all that messy wet pumice. You know, people call it playing in the mud, and it's you know, that's about what it is. But this product, I'm totally confident in.
Have you found that you've had to change any of your basic finishing and polishing procedures to have it be totally effective?
Not really. I mean, it just fit right in my techniques that I'm already using, and I'm probably going to eliminate, which will actually increase my productivity, some of the steps we took prior to having the Acromarvel. I mean, instead of having to finish and pre-polish and do all these various steps, because we want our, obviously you want your appliance to be highly plaque resistant and such as that, stain resistant, I'm probably going to be able to eliminate some of those steps, which is going to increase the production and I think increase the value of the product.
Do you basically finish and shape your dentures with carbides, or do you use something like an Arbor band, or do you use a combination of both at all in your procedures?
Most of our procedure here is done with carbide burrs.
And you don't have any problem getting the grooves or the scratches that get imparted into the acrylic?
Being a new product, I mean, I'm still experimenting and expanding on this, but in the past we would finish our denture with the carbide and then pre-polish it with a silicone point to kind of take some of those grooves and cuts out of it. And I have done that initially. But sometimes you notice you miss a little spot. You may have a little groove left over from the carbide burr. Well, I figure, you know, proof's in the pudding. So I put the acrylic marvel to its test, and it actually burnishes even a groove out. So I'm seeing a time in the future where we probably will not pre-polish with a silicone point in a handpiece at all, which would be great.
When we first started with this, all we knew to really talk about was the elimination of people using pumice. And then there were some people, you know, they would put such gouges in their work, and we can't change that for them.
It's, yeah.
Well, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that. And so, okay, we accepted that. But other customers started telling us, man, this is the greatest thing in the world for repairs and for the fact that we can work at our bench. And so we're now explaining it to people within the context of this product offers something for everyone. You know, everyone who's doing dentures, there's some benefit in here for them, whether it's eliminating pumice, wanting to maintain their anatomy, you know, their festooning and everything on their buccal labial surfaces.
Right.
They can get around there with a brush instead of going to the pumice machine with a big rag wheel and wiping everything out.
Absolutely.
When I used to do dentures, that's what I used to fight. You know, it's interesting. I happen to be a real old guy, and you said that people have been using pumice all these years. I used pumice 50 years ago to finish dentures. And I was explaining to Dental Lab Products the other day that, you know, this is such a neat product because all the new products that come along are all for crown and bridge guys, for porcelain stackers and fryers
right.
and new furnaces and everything. I said, nobody ever makes anything for the poor denture guys. And I said, this is one of the first developments that impacts a major procedure in the production of dentures that's come along in years. It's just really a neat thing.
It is a great product. I mean, it really, really is. I generally don't just put my neck out there and say, well, this product is it. But yeah. I'm telling you, this is a great product.
Based upon a lot of the comments from customers that have found it very effective in eliminating the need to have to use a pumice and go through all the procedures they had to go to prevent cross-contamination, we're supplying Acromarvel now in a small, what we refer to as a repair bit kit, with their little tooth-shaped particles or nodules of Acromarvel that you can use individually or on an individual case for a patient and a repair, and then whatever's unused, you just discard it. And for the next patient, you have another individual nodule of Acromarvel. Could you see how that could really be helpful in a repair case?
Absolutely. First of all, those are the procedures we should be following, is discarding things we do for repairs anyway. I mean, instruments like brushes and whatnot. And so instead of having a separate pan full of pumice that, you know, this one you use for repairs and, you know, you have to toss it out every time, which is a great waste of money, and to sterilize all your wheels with a little bit like you're referring to, I mean, that would be great because you could use a little Robinson brush, which is inexpensive, and you could polish up your repair in no time and then toss the Robinson brush and toss the Acromarvel tab, if you will. And also, I mean, not only for the laboratory, but for the dental office, because, you know, the dental office sometimes have to polish something up, touch something up, whatever, an adjustment. And according to OSHA, we should all be doing that.
Yeah, that's true, and that's why we've developed this. We're very excited about being able to supply them to dental offices if they want to use them right in their office. And you're mentioning of the using like a Robinson bristle disc, which is an inexpensive part that they can use. Some of the labs have found a small cloth wheel to be very effective and fast at doing those small repair areas.
Yesterday, I had a brand new denture. Took it out of the processing, the flask and whatnot. I've finished it down in my normal manner, and the only thing that I polished it with was Acromarvel. No pumice, nothing. And it was beautiful.
I guess you wouldn't have any problems recommending it to other laboratories if they asked you about it, would you?
Not one hesitation at all.
We really do appreciate your comments and taking the time to share your thoughts with us. And we just wish you lots of luck with the future in using this product and making those dentures for your accounts.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Guy.
This edition of Dental Bites has been brought to you by Dental Ventures of America. If you would like more information about how Acromarvel can transform your laboratory procedures, give DVA a call at their toll-free number, 800-228-6696. Be sure to ask about DVA's introductory offer, or visit Dental Ventures online and shop their web store 24 hours a day at dentalventures.com.